Shmuel's Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Hamatpil Kalim B'Shabbos. The person tries to do Tevilas Kalim on Shabbos. And that we know is also the Rav says, because when a person takes something, a kli that's Tameh, and takes it out of its Tumah, it's Nira Kimisakin Kli, like you're fixing the kli, because now it's Tahar and can be used for more things, or by more people. Shoygeg Yishtamish Behem. If it's B'Shoygeg, he can be Mishtamish Behem, he can use it. Mezid, Lo Yishtamish Behem. But if he does it with Mezid, he can't be Mishtamish Behem. The Rav says, just means he can't be Mishtamish Behem on Shabbos, but after Shabbos he can. Now, what's the reason that he can't be Mishtamish Behem on Shabbos? It's not because of Muksa, because we would know that before Shabbos it was Tamei and it wasn't Tahar, so maybe that's the reason. Melacha Shlomo says that can't be the reason because it still has a use. You can use things that are Tamei for other things that are Tamei, or by a Tamei person. Rather, Gemara says in Be'ah that the reason is because you're able to borrow other kalim. So since you can use other ones, so they gave him a knas that he shouldn't be able to use this one. But not because it's muksa. And Yishalmi says that this case in the Mishnah is dafka dealing with large vessels. But like tiny little cups and plates and things like that are very small, there's no Isser of Maris Ayin, even b'mezid, because people will just think that you're washing it off or whatever. Mishnah continues, Hama'aser v'amavashal b'Shabbos, and now we're dealing with food itself. If a person takes off Maestris on Shabbos, or he's mavashal on Shabbos, Shoygeg yoichal. If he does it b'shoygeg, he can eat it, but here he can eat it after Shabbos. He can't eat it on Shabbos. The Rav is learning into this Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, that's brought up a few times in Shas, which I believe is who we go like. Mezid lo yoichal. If he does it b'mezid, he himself can't eat it ever. But other people, the Rav says, can eat it Matzei Shabbos. And the reason that other people had to eat it after Shabbos, the Rav says, the Torah says, Shmartim Matzei Shabbos ki kodesh hi. So hi kodesh vein maaseh kodesh. Shabbos is kodesh, but the maaseh of Shabbos, the actions of Shabbos, are not kodesh. So therefore, other people are allowed to have benefit from the avera that he did, even if he did it b'mezid. Hanoitea b'Shabbos, one plants on Shabbos, shoygeg yikayim. If he did it b'shoygeg, you can let it stay there. Mezid, yakor. If you did b'mezid, you have to uproot the planting. Now, the Tosfos Yom Tov points out that differently than, for example, by bishul, we allowed other people to eat it if he did it b'mezid after Shabbos. But in this case of planting, we mamish uproot it. The difference is that by uprooting what he planted, he's totally negating, or we're negating, the action that he did. Because when you uproot something that's planted, so the planting did absolutely nothing. So the planting that he did was irrelevant. Didn't do anything. Masha Inkin, when somebody cooks, what's done was done. You can't take away the action of cooking. But here in planting, in a certain way, if you uprooted, his planting was never matzliach. And finally, uva shvius bein shogeg uvein mezid yakor. But on shvius, on shmita, if you planted, even if he did it b'shogeg, whether shogeg or mezid, we uproot it. As we've seen, the Rav explains that nechshedu yisrael al shvius v'lo nechshedu al shabbos. There were more people in Klal Yisrael that we choshed on Shvius more than so on Shabbos, and that's why we had, for example, by Sfichim, growths of Shemitah, we asered all of them, whether it was Shogeg or Mezid, same thing here as well.